Cal McGettigan, back here at the Mount Errigal Hotel. You must be well pleased with how the weekend went.
Oh, we're two, so just over the moon. Like I said in the last days, like us winning the rally for us, like it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and such a competitive class, and you kept clipping off the times all the time.
Oh, it's a very tough class. They're all tough classes now. We find this very tough, but started on Friday and we built their pace up. Just kept maintaining good, so we're holding.
And the McGettigan family name continues on.
Have you seen them then in a lane there? There must have been 30 of them there, I would say.
And what about the stages? I mean, we had an awful lot of rain, particularly on Friday, and it certainly made a challenging tyre choice and things like that were difficult to know what to do.
Well, you had weather conditions from the start, like you went out to Breen on a Friday, and it was just teaming the rain. It started to dry a bit, and the next thing it was wet again. It was like yesterday, raining again, and then dry. You had mixed conditions all weekend, like tyre choice is just critical.
So, well pleased this year, and you're probably looking forward to next year already after a bit of sleep?
We're looking to get to the pub tonight, never mind next year. Get to the pub and relax for a while.
Dale McGettigan, co-driver. At the start of this year's Donegal International Rally, you could scarcely have expected to finish so high.
No, we never expected it at all. We were kind of surprised at the end of the first stage to see what the time was. Could actually believe it.
Yeah.
So we went to let it settle in a wee bit, but the pace was there all again. I don't know where it come from, but it was good to see it.
So how high did you set your sights going into the final day?
Never really, just wanted to just get through it and get here. That was kind of the main plan, I suppose.
And any little mishaps along the way?
No, it was good clean. There's no marks in the car, so with one overshoot in Cairn Hull, kind of that was the worst of it, but everything else was okay.
Columba Hina, you've been around the Donegal Rally a few times, so this time, how did it go in the twin cam?
Chris, we had a great run, actually, yeah. We kind of paced ourselves there on Friday and Saturday. We didn't think, you know, we were going to be near the pace. Today, we started off 5th in the morning, and we were talking about it coming down the road, myself and Derek, and we says that there's a possibility we could get up a wee bit. So we ended up 2nd. We've been on a big push today, but Daniel Cunahan and Tommy O'Connell and boys, they were going very hard, but thank God we had a real good run today at it. You know, I was happy in the cars. I haven't done a rally in a year, so it's just the more time you get behind the wheel, it does help you. So took the third day to get there, but thank God we're delighted to get up to 2nd now.
Great, and how does it compare with other years?
Good now. I have had bad luck in this rally, or bad organisation, I suppose, my own part in that there, that I didn't finish it for a lot of times, and that, but a lot of effort into it. A few close friends, not there, young Evan there, that spends time with me in the car, evenings, not there. There was an awful lot of working behind the scenes, not there. But Derek there gave me a good push today. Now, you know, I knew he thought that the chance was there to get up a wee bit, so it all worked, thank God.
John Boner in the escort with Leon Jordan, finishing 7th overall. No doubt you're well pleased with that.
Yeah, good result. We're home in one piece. More than delighted, yeah.
So tell us about how the rally went over the 3 days.
We had no big issues. You know, the only problem we had was with alternator problems. But I think we've used up 4, you know, which is not normal. But apart from that, we had a good clean run and no marks. Just one piece.
And there's always huge crowds out along the route.
Oh, fantastic crowds. They're everywhere, you know. Even the weather conditions wasn't great, but there was crowds everywhere. They still came out and pulled them back.
And once again, the Donegal Rally has proved that it really is something special.
Oh, it's the pinnacle, you know what I mean. Everybody says it, no matter what part of the country you're from, they all want to do it.
And tell us a wee bit about the man beside you, helping you get around, Leon.
That's I took him back from America. He was my usual co-driver, and he went away to work in America. So he was doing a bit of rallying out there too, but it worked out. He was coming home on holidays this time, and he decided to sit on again.
And will you be here next year?
I hope so.
Johnny Baird, back at base, another rally done, and well pleased.
Great, Chris. Nice to be in the Mount Errigal on a Sunday evening.
And Wesley Patterson got you round all right?
Round, no bother, no issues at all weekend, bar from broken shock air coming in the lane. So, round, everything's all right.
Well, looking back over the 20 stages, any particular highlights?
Coming over the ramp in the Mount Errigal.
And what about, tell us a bit about the crowds over the weekend, big?
Crowds again, Chris, every year getting bigger and better. Hey, but listen, credit to the marshals, officials, everybody kept them there. Hey, it's really great to see, you know, the line and the stages.
Yeah, and people who maybe don't follow the sport that much, they just don't realise the amount of effort that goes in and huge voluntary work.
Well, Eamon and his team have been working probably from the end of last year on this, and it shows. Whenever you have a full entry, 151 cars in the main field, 20 juniors, 20 historics and 50 cars all on the reserve list. Takes maybe 350 marshals, 400 marshals to work this, officials, timekeepers, so not. Listen, big effort there.
And how many have you done now?
I think this could be 16 maybe.
16, great. And how does it compare one year from another?
Every year is as good as last year.
Patrick McHugh, at the end of the rally, always good to get it done, and those three stitches.
No, we're back in one piece anyway, no marks on the car. So we had a slow start, but we kind of pulled up to a bit of time in the last 2 days there, so no, glad to get over the line now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is an achievement to get round, and it's all about one day at a time.
Yeah, that's it, and the pace was unreal this weekend there, it's so fast. I'd like, you can be out of the game any time, but no, glad to be here.
Yeah. And credit to the organisers, because this takes a massive effort.
Oh, serious, the whole way through, the marshals and everything, they've done a great job now. It ran just pure smooth the whole way now. It was great to them now, but they've done very well.
And if you were to pick out any stage as being the one that was the most memorable, what would it be?
Definitely Garton yesterday.
Tommy O'Connell in the Ford Escort Mark II, finishing well up the field, 16th overall. I'm sure you're happy with that.
No, happy enough with that now. It was a good weekend racing now. We get third in the class to end up, so we're all happy out. So we are.
And it's as competitive as ever in the Nationals. So where did you feel that you had your best part of the whole rally?
Probably yesterday afternoon. Now we're in the good stages there, and I've set some good times now getting the other lads, so it was good fun the whole weekend.
And some pretty spectacular scenery, not that you have much time for it, but any hair-raising moments?
We had a few hair-raising moments. We've seen plenty of scenery. We're up and down ditches and two at times, but sure, that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah, but the classic stages are called that because they are classics.
They are classics. Every stage is brilliant. So is every stage brilliant.
And will you be back next year?
Oh, God, aye. If God spares me, I'll be here every year. So what?